So let's say you're one of those guys that have been investing for quite a while. You have a portfolio of anywhere from 3 to 10 properties. One or two of them might even be free and clear. You call a guy like me up and you say, well, what should I do? I want to always make sure I'm maximizing my position for the future, because you know what? I'm 35, 45, 50, however old you are, and you know that you're going to retire at a certain birthday. It might be 60, it might be 65. I've had many people lately tell me they don't want to ever really retire. They just want to slow down and do more of what they want. In any case, there's a period of time where they're either not going to be working or they're going to be working by choice. And there's a certain amount of income they want. And so they say, I have all this investment property. It's been performing very well. And maybe I look at it and I go, man, you've been kicking some major booty here. Way to go. I wouldn't change much, but I think it's time to stop buying real estate, at least pause before you buy any more. So now you say, well, I've got $100,000. What should I do with it? Well, I would buy a discounted note. Get that started. Now, we can talk later on is whether or not you bought it in your own name or you bought it using your IRA of some sort or a 401k of some sort if you were self-directing it. Let's just say in this case, you're buying it yourself. Well, instead of getting your normal 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever cash-on-cash return on real estate, plus any appreciation if it should happen, you're building that profit in because you're not paying the face value of the note. So what is that discount? Typically, it's going to be 25 to 50%. So let's slice that down the middle and say it's give or take about 35 cents off. You're buying at 65 cents on the dollar. Well, give or take, what that means is you might be making 12, 13, 14% cash on cash. Now, unlike your real estate, there's no cash, there's no tax shelter on that. So let's say you're making $13,000 a year on your 100 grand. Let's say that $13,000 a year gets peeled down to 8 or 9. Let's be really draconian and say 8. Well, that's $8,000. That's 8% cash on cash after tax. You're not doing that on your real estate usually, but here's why it's beneficial. First of all, on one level, you've got more money available to you now, and right now you don't need the cash flow. That's why you're investing. You can use that $8,000 to either do some maintenance or some rehab on some of your properties. Maybe you're going to add that kitchen island you've always wanted to and that duplex you have, or you just use that $8,000 that year to pay down one of your property's loans. Meanwhile, you paid $100,000 and you might have bought $170,000 or $80,000 in notes. At some point, those notes get paid off. No appreciation, right? You built that in because of the discount. Now you get paid back $170,000, $180,000, close to it. It could be 3 years, it could be 5 years, it could be 12 or 15. The norm these days is around 9. It used to be 6 or 7. But when you get paid back, you're not going to pay ordinary income tax rates. You're only going to pay capital gains, much smaller amount. In most cases for big earners, it ends up being give or take half the tax rate. Now you just rinse and repeat, and you do it again. You get a raise in payments. The after-tax amount is higher each year, every month, if you wish, and you're paying off your loans faster. Meanwhile, you've created another basket of retirement income that's just going to keep growing. Now, we'll talk down the road about what happens if you do this inside your retirement plans, like 401s and SEP IRAs and Roth IRAs, whatever. But you can see how this guy decided not to buy another income property, but to buy a standalone and completely different and separate self-supporting income source. It's going to keep growing. And that's never a bad thing, right?